So it's been a while, but I'm back with a new episode of Gilblog. It's been quite a few weeks now since I actually recorded a podcast, but there's been lots going on. There's been lots of good stuff happening. In fact, one of the main reasons that I haven't actually been able to record a podcast is just because there's actually been so much happening just between work and life in general. So it's been a busy couple of weeks, and we've had lots on the go, but I guess the kind of big announcements are that SpinUpWP is now out of beta. It's out in the open, it's live, you can go and sign up. You still get a discount for the first 3 months as part of our launch discount, but it is now officially no more a beta product. It is now out in the world. And so it's nice to kind of finally reach that milestone. Our launch went well. We got a good number of customers through the door on the back of our launch, and then the week after that, we also launched on Product Hunt and saw a good bump again after launching on Product Hunt. So it's nice to get that out in the open and be officially launched and be able to speak about it properly and not be kind of restrained by the beta tag anymore. So so it's going well. Development in that is just continuing. We're in that kind of stage now where it's post-launch development. So it's lots of, or a good mix of bug fixing, feature development, UX improvements, UI improvements, redesigning things, writing more docs. There's just loads to be done. So that's good and that's exciting. And I think the other big bit of news is that I've actually been redesigning my own website over the last month or two now. I decided that the design of my website had been annoying me for some time. This is gilbatron.me, and it was just boring, and I wanted to redesign it, and I decided, I took a notion that I was going to actually redesign it properly, as in, you know, open Sketch and do a real design before actually just jumping into HTML and building stuff and designing it as I go, which is kind of how I tend to build smaller websites like that. I'll just, you know, I'll just kind of mark out the HTML and throw in the CSS and design it as I go. But this time I did it in Sketch, and the results came out pretty good, actually. I was quite pleased with the way it came out. And then I did something crazy. I decided that I wanted to build it. It's a WordPress site, and I wanted to build this new theme as a Vue single-page application, or SPA, as they're commonly known. That seemed crazy. So it was a challenge, though. It was something new, something that I've never really built a proper SPA in Vue before. So that was cool. So once I figured out how the routing and this, you know, the storage would work, I realized it wasn't actually going to be too complicated. I was worried at first. I tried to recreate all of the WordPress routes in Vue, and that was just madness. So in the end, I decided just to take the simpler route of only implementing the routes that I needed to. So it's just like pages, blog posts, podcast posts, and a homepage. So that made it much simpler, and once I kind of got around that, it was actually relatively easy to build. So it was cool. That was exciting. I managed to build it as a proper single page app and get that kind of snappy feeling that you get from SPAs, and so that was cool. And so it's live now on gilbatron.me. You can go and have a look and go and see it. Let me know what you think. So it's kind of done, although I decided a long time ago my site will never be finished. You know, it's my personal website has always been in many ways, it's a playground of experiments of different technologies that arise, you know, as they come and go. I keep rebuilding my site just to try out different things. So it'll never be finished. So I'll probably be constantly tweaking and improving it as the months go on. But it is now redesigned and live compared to what it was a couple of months ago. So that's exciting. It was a good opportunity to build a Vue single page app and to use the WordPress REST API as well, which is something I hadn't really delved into properly. So that was cool. So that's what's going on with me. That's part of the reason why I've been so quiet, or there's been no podcast episodes for the last few weeks. Other stuff that's coming up is that I'm actually away in Berlin with the Delicious Brains team next week. We're doing our company retreat, which also ties in with WordCamp Europe in Berlin at the end of next week. So I'm looking forward to that, looking forward to meeting up with the team and looking forward to going to WordCamp Europe. It's always good. The last one we did was in Vienna, I think. And and it was great. So so looking forward to that, and and also just beginning to get our head around. I'm then on holiday for a couple of weeks, back in the middle of July, and then we're going to have another baby in August. So yeah, that's exciting, and we need to kind of get our heads around that. So I need to start thinking about that at some point. So yeah, so but that's it for me. So yeah, I hope you guys have a good week, and thanks for listening.